burnout, its potential. Part 1. Introducing burnout. Welcome to this burnout to its potential podcast. This is Joseph Lee, and I'll be your tour guide around features that are on the burnout family of products. Just to begin with, I would like to introduce myself. I am a burnout user, and I'm currently go to Marshall High School in Los Angeles. I'm a 12th grader now. I have used burnout for the last 3 years, since March 2004. And one phrase that will talk about burnout, to summarize what burnout is it is fantastic. I heard about burnout since 2003, and I was interested in getting one. My wish came true when LAUSD purchased 5 burnouts, including one for mine, in 2004. At the time, I was using Braille Lite for doing classwork. And the day that I received my burnout, I was so impressed that I immediately became a staunch supporter of burnout. One thing that I was impressed about burnout at the time was its intuitiveness, that you can perform tasks easily and efficiently. Also, one thing that helped me a lot was built-in help commands that really opened the possibilities for me to use burnout to its full potential. And this is my aim, to share my knowledge with you so you can become an efficient and advanced user of burnout with ability to use burnout's secret functions and to use it to its full potential. Just to give you a brief history of burnout, burnout was released in April 2000 by Paul Setter International, now known as Humanware. Burnout made a distinction by being the first device to be powered by Windows CE operating system, which I'm going to talk about in a moment. The first KeySub version was actually released in 1980s with Keynote XL. Subsequently, it was released with Braille Companion, Keynote Companion, and there were versions for DOS. The first version for Braille was KeySoft 3.0. It came with the original motherboard that was released at the time, which had a MIPS R4000 processor running at 100 MHz. It has 16 MB RAM and 8 MB ROM, flash ROM. Subsequently, in 2002, Humanware released KeySoft 4.0. And Humanware also introduced the second generation motherboard. Now we call it Classic. It added support for internet capability and compact flash cards. The ROM was doubled to 16 MB as well. Then, in late 2003, Humanware released what's called Software Maintenance Agreement Program, where one user will get 2 KeySub upgrades for a price of 1. Also at the time, Humanware released KeySub 5.0, which introduced Media Player. At the time, many people requested lack of functionality in Planner and complained about the Planner being an ear database. To address this, Humanware released KeySoft 5.1 in 2004 to make Planner a single database. In 2004, Humanware with partnership with Bomb of Germany, released Bruno PK, which is a rebranding of Bomb's Pronto. Also in that press release, remember, also introduced Brilliant, rebranding of Pocket Vario and Super Vario. Bruno PK, as Sumimura calls it, is the smallest PDA on the market, well suppressed by Icon, of course, with speech and braille. Bruno PK introduced a number of enhancements, such as upgrading KeySoft from using Windows CE 2.12 to Windows CE 4.2, which ironically is the same version of Windows CE that powers Windows Mobile 2003. Then the Bruno Classic users received the same upgrade with introduction of KeySoft 6.1 in 2005. And in June 2005, Humanware surprised everybody by releasing Bruno M-Power, which they marketed as the next generation Bruno. The Bruno M-Power really upgraded the Bruno to take advantage of today's technology, such as the CPU being an Intel, now Marvell, X-Scale PXA270 processor at 416 MHz, 64 MB of RAM, 128 MB of flash, an internal Bluetooth, FM radio, and microphone. Well, the microphone is also present on PK, except the PK has 40 MB RAM and 16 MB flash. Well, Bruno M-Power is not certainly the first one to include USB, but was the first line of products on the Bruno family to include two USB 2.0 host ports. PK only included its own USB client port. Bruno M-Power also introduced support for secure digital cards, also known as SD card, which I'm going to talk about it in the storage section. Many people asked on the Bruno list run by Humanware, what exactly is Windows CE? Windows CE is a type of operating system produced by Microsoft since 1996. Some people call it Windows Compact Edition, some people call it Windows Consumer Electronics, but I don't know what the initial thing stood for. Windows CE is targeted at minimalistic computers like handheld PCs, pocket PCs, and smartphones. One of the advantages of Windows CE is that it allowed its code to run on various processors, such as x86 32-bit processor, Xscale / ARM processors, Super H Hitachi processors, and notably MIPS. The Bruno under KeySoft 3.0 ran under Windows CE 2.12, and since KeySoft 6.0, it runs under Windows CE 4.2. The latest Windows CE version, as of time of recording, July 2007, is Windows Embedded CE 6.0, released in November 2006. Windows CE is designed to run on the devices that have small memory footprints, such as small devices with minimal memory like 32 MB or 64 MB of RAM memory. Generally, Windows CE devices are marketed as PC companions because they have portable versions of popular programs like Microsoft Word, Microsoft Excel, in newer editions, Microsoft PowerPoint, and programs related to Microsoft Outlook, such as Inbox and Calendar and Tasks. A Tale of Three Fans, Classic, PK, and M-Power. Currently, Bruno is sold in three configurations: Classic, PK, and Empower. Classic and Empower are related in that they have same form factors, while the PK is a rebranding of Pronto from Bomb. Classic, as I said before, has a MIPS R4000 100MHz processor. It has a serial port, parallel port, a modem, PC card slot, compact flash slot, infrared port, and a single channel sound card with a headphone jack. DPK has a strong arm processor at 400MHz, its own dedicated serial port, USB client port, headphone jack with stereo sound card, compact flash slot, and the Bluetooth transceiver. It also has a joystick on the front for easy navigation. To the left of the joystick, it has a microphone with record button. On the Bruno Empower, it has an Intel Xscale PXA270 at 460MHz. It has a serial port, a compact flash Type 2 slot, PC card slot, a secure digital slot, which evidently supports multimedia or MMC cards, two USB host Type A port, one USB client Mini B port, modem, infrared port, dual channel sound card, and headphone jack and microphone jack with microphone button. It also has internal FM radio and chip and Bluetooth transceiver. One of the design features that became popular among blind users is thumb keys. Thumb keys are a group of four buttons located on the front of the Bruno Classic and Empower, which operates in conjunction with Braille display, which allows the Bruno to move the display by specific amounts, such as line, paragraph, sentence, or even a section in the document. It allows the Braille display to emulate what's called 2D mode by having the outer keys move directly up and down, sort of like column mode. And some thumb keys are related to system functions like exiting prompts and pressing enter or accepting prompts. A note on the Braille display. Braille Notes uses technically three types of Braille displays. The one that is found on Braille PK is the ones that are used on Brilliant units. It has 18 cell with sort of like plastic or steel touch cursor buttons. To the left and the right of the Braille display, there are six buttons, three buttons on each side. These are equivalent to thumb keys. The top buttons are scroll buttons, which are used to make the auto advance faster or slower. The middle buttons are the Braille display movement keys. These are used to move the display backwards and forwards. The front keys are system function keys, which are used to emulate previous and next thumb keys. On the Bruno Classic and Bruno Empower, there are two displays used. The older Bruno Classic units before 2005 and Bruno Empower transplants, essentially a new Empower with the old Bruno display transplanted upon it, has Tiemann cells with rubber touch cursors. The newer Bruno Classics since 2005 and the all new Bruno Empowers have KGS cells made from Japan. It has a curved plastic cursor routing buttons. Both units can accommodate either 18 or 32 cell Braille display. And in front of the unit, there are four thumb keys I described earlier, the left key being previous, which is equivalent to escape key, followed by back, which scrolls display backwards, advance, which is scrolls display forwards, and next, which is equivalent to enter key. Keyboard types. The Brono supports two keyboard types, the BT, the Brono keyboard. It has 9 keys, like other Access products. The conventional 6 dot Brono keys, spacebar, dot 7, and dot 8. Dot 7 serves as backspace or sometimes shift in computer Brono. Dot 8 serves as enter or in computer Brono serves as control key. There is also a QWERTY version, QT, that is available that uses a conventional QWERTY style keyboard. Brono also has a sister model, VoiceNote, which is essentially BronoNote without a Brono display. The key conventions I'm going to be using in this podcast will be as follows. Whenever I say the standard H chord or space with H for BT units, it means that you have to press space with dots 1, 2, 5. This also applies to backspace with Brono.commands and enter with Brono.commands, or sometimes I'll refer to as such as press backspace with H, or I will sometimes say press dots 7 with H, which is dots 1, 2, 5 backspace, which serves as dot 7. Or in case of enter commands, I would say something like press enter with H. This means that you should press enter alongside dots 1, 2, 5. Or I would say something like press H with dot 8, which means you have to press dots 1, 2, 5 followed by enter key. Actually, in conjunction with enter key, excuse me, which serves as dot 8. Likewise, on the QT command, I might say something like press read plus I or read I. That means that you have to press read in conjunction with the letter I. Same convention as a regular command for screen readers and screen magnification software and other PC software. The goal of this podcast is to allow you to experience what the power of the Brono is and to use your Brono, essentially to learn to use your Brono to its full potential, meaning taking advantage of the features that are presented on the Brono. I hope that this podcast will help you achieve this goal in the long run. The layout of this podcast will be as follows. This is part one, which is generally introduction to this podcast and history of Brono. Part two is getting started and basic commands. Part three is configuring Brono. Then I'm going to take you on a tour of each of the applications that are present on the Brono, which are word processor, planner, address list, email, internet, media center, specifically media player, memo functions, book reader, scientific calculator, database manager, games, file manager, utilities, or in some cases, Brono terminal, remote synthesizer, and keyboard learn function. Please be aware that some functions are available on some units, but not available on others. This podcast information presented in this podcast is based on Brono under Keysoft 7.2 build 47. In order to prepare ourselves for Keysoft 7.5, I'm going to introduce some new features that's going to be on Keysoft 7.5. I don't have Keysoft 7.5, but I'm going to introduce what they are and what we would expect on Keysoft 7.5. I'm not a beta tester of Keysoft 7.5, but I'll try my best to prepare you for Keysoft 7.5 based on new features in Keysoft 7.5 page that are found in Humanware. I'm going to introduce you to features such as SSL Secure Socket Layer, Introduction to Basics in RFBND, Recording for the Blind and Dyslexic book, Audio Plus books. I'm going to give a brief description, but I'm not going to mention it further, and so forth. So see you in the next episode of BroNote Podcast. You can contact me by various ways. You can contact me by email at joseph.lee2250@yahoo.com. You can also contact me at joseph.lee2250@gmail.com or joseph.lee2250@blindc.com. Hope to see you soon in the next episode of BroNote, its potential podcast.